Thanks, Jeannie. Hey, Dylan, this is Gail. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So Jeannie sent a note over to me that I didn't quite understand. I was hoping you could fill me in a little bit more. You lost some of your websites, or what?
So I had 10 locations on Google, 10 cities, 10 locations for a plumbing company. A guy under me who, like, was in control of it, and I was paying him, everything was good. I found out he sold a couple locations. And then with that being said, I just lost everything.
No
way. And I had that
way.
For, like, 3 years, and I just lost everything on the 15th. And I'm ready, like I'm about to lose everything. And there's guys
wow.
under me with families and kids. There's, like, 5 other people. They're about to lose everything. We're all, 6 families
God.
About to lose everything.
So,
yeah, because
so
somebody was
years.
Greedy about money.
Wow. So how did he manage to do that? I'm curious.
Well, I set it up with him. He called me, and everything was good with work. I was paying him his monthly price. Everything was good. It was and boom, and then, oh, Farmington Hills got sold. How did Farmington Hills get sold? I called. I'm serious. Well, you know what?
Wow.
I should be able to just understand. So I told him like this. I said, Ron, I said, not only do we have 10 locations and you promised me more calls and more, I said you took away. I said I want all or none, and I not only do I want all or none, I want more. And it basically going to zero. I was trying to build a company. It went from 3 guys just to 5. We just got 2 more in. Somebody just came from Las Vegas, you know.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, boom. Day 2 of working, we lose everything.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so now, so your Google business profiles are down too? Is that what you mean by different locations?
So I had a company, and I stepped away from it just to focus the last 3 years on this company because I never in a million years thought this was going to happen. Like, okay, we only had 5 locations to start. Now we got 10. It's a year later. I had it 3 years. Things is going good. Poor guy, things going good. I just found out. I just, like I said, it just started 3 weeks ago, and then everything just officially got lost
okay.
as of the 15th, like
okay.
ago. So,
what I'm seeing, so I don't see Google Business Profile come up for you at all. I did find your website, so at least
so I had 5 Guys Plumbing. If you look up 5 Guys Plumbing, that's
okay.
everything I had. It was 5 Guys Dearborn, 5 Guys Canton, 5 Guys Farmington, 5 Guys Livonia, 5 Guys Westland. All those cities was mine.
There we are. Okay. And so did he lock access to your Google business profiles and websites then?
He had access to everything. Legally, I owned a company, but I got to also find paperwork from 3 years ago. You know,
wow.
And then I got to fight him in court. Yeah, and in the meantime, I'm about to
he changed
everything.
He changed your phone number too, didn't he? Oh, that.
Well, okay. So how it works?
I want to say naughty
so
words
how
right
he,
now.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah, no, it's bad. So how he had it set up? So I would get the call, and it would all be dummies numbers transferred to my phone, and then it would say like which city he's calling from: 5 Guys Farmington, 5 Guys Canton, 5. It would say the city and then route me in. It was a perfect setup. That was the system I wanted. That's what I wanted. And it's like for some reason it had to go.
You know what? Do you have actual physical store locations or physical locations of any kind in all those cities?
What do you mean?
Do you have an office or a store in each of those cities that you
he
had?
He did it all through post office. He did it through post box. He did it through box office, P.O. boxes.
Oh, my gosh. I know what happened then, Dylan. He got in trouble. That's what happened. So for Google.
Well, the calls are still good. The calls are still good. He sold it to another plumbing company. I called, heard the voicemail. I was just trying to call and check up and make sure. Like, and I was like, I'm feeling kind of small. Like, I was like kind of getting an idea, maybe I'm not getting all the calls. So I went and I looked and I typed in, I call, I'm checking them. Three cities is taking really long to transfer and call to me. Every other one's good, and then one goes to a different plumbing company. I'm like, what? What's going on? Call Ron.
Wow.
Ron tells me. Ron fills me in. He didn't lose it. He didn't lose it. That's not what happened, for sure. I guess what he had and what he sold me, he wanted just to bring more people in on that and charge more money on what was already being charged, and I needed more. Like, I was supposed to get more calls and more cities. It was only supposed to get more and bigger.
Okay.
So, for some reason, Ron's mindset changed. I guess maybe Ron did want more money. But Ron, he was in a position to where he could have did this for anybody. He could have went and did a different company. It could have been, I don't know, American Plumbing, Sonic Plumbing, Walmart Plumbing, whatever. You know, he could have made, he could... I had it for 3 years.
He was working with you that long?
3 years.
Wow, man. What is it? Where do you want to go from here, Dylan? I pulled up Five Guys Plumbing. Yeah, the phone numbers and such don't match. There's nothing we could do from this end.
For sure. I know with Five Guys, there's nothing that can be done. But that's what I need. Like, that was just getting me by, you know? Like, I was on Google before. I was building Plumomatic. I had SEO companies called, and I dealt with 2 out of 5. I dealt with 5 SEO companies. The first 2 I ever dealt with was really good. The first one was the best. On top of Google in 30 days, and I stood at the top, and I got a decent amount of calls. It was small. They told me I was going to be in multiple cities and this and that, but no, it was only Dearborn. It was a lie. If you typed in plumber and he was 10 miles away, I was not popping up. If you typed in plumber and 2 cities away or 1 city away, I was not popping up. You had to type in plumber and the city for me to pop up. And that was a problem. That was kind of a problem with every single SEO company. They all told me that, but the only 2 good ones was the first 2. The 3, and then the first one was the best one, but they went out of business. They literally, they stopped charging me. I go to call them, and they went out of business.
They maybe weren't as good as you thought then. I know there are a lot of
I don't know what happened. Everybody that calls me, they always told me how they was the top 3. You know, they were saying like they was like, or the top 5 with Google. They all gave me their standings of how they are with their rankings of where they are. And they all told me their whole spiel, which didn't really make a difference. All I care about is being on top. Okay.
Sure.
And then after I get on top, I got to stay on top. And then I got to make sure all the keywords are right. And I can't be in one city. One city is going to get me. Even if I was in business for myself and it was just me working, it still wouldn't be enough.
Gotcha.
For
okay.
me, you know, like I need multiple cities in order to survive.
You're going to go back to Plumomatic then? That's what you want to
100%, get back? Yeah. Only Plumomatic.
Okay.
I got to build a name. I got to hope you guys stay in business. And I got to make sure that even if you guys get out of business, I got to have the logins for everything. Because 10 years from now, I can't have 100 Google reviews. I had 35 Google reviews, you know, and like I had the one company for 2 years. I had 35 Google reviews. I worked my butt off to get it. You know, I was doing decent, and then boom, I lost it. And that's what since 2011, that's been what happening. Everybody like quits on me. So it's like I gotta make sure moving forward, I am in control, and you guys are helping me, and it's my business. And you got to get your money, and if it ever stops, that day, even 10 years from after the day it stops, I still got it to where I can keep
Absolutely.
It
I agree. I couldn't agree
That's
with you
all
more.
I care about. I can't, because I got to rebuild again, you know, 10, 11, 12 years later, and with 5 guys underneath me with trucks and also, you know, a building and payments.
That sucks. That sucks.
I'm ready.
The good news is though, I can help you. I get the I get the logins and such. So how we do it, when we build a website for you, it goes on a .com domain name, whatever domain name you want. Well, as long as it's available, of course. You are the owner of that website. We have administrative access so that we can do updates for you, but it's always
so
yours.
My brother has access to it.
Okay.
It's my website, but my brother created it and he has the access.
Okay. So you do have a domain name already that you own?
I do.
Fabulous. Okay, so we can build a site for you, put it right on that domain. We'll build it so that it's Google compliant. That's going to help with your visibility. And that site, yes, absolutely, will remain 100% yours. We can do updates on it so that we can adjust the programming as algorithms change, but you will always be the owner. And so we've been in business for 17 years, and I will add, under the same company name, the company that you said went out of business that was pretty good probably was a fly-by-nighter. They were doing some black hat practices, got caught, business went down, so they came back as another name. I couldn't tell you who it is. It happens quite often with the idiots that don't know what they're doing as far as Google goes. We've been Google Premier Channel Partners, which there are only a few of us in the country, for 14 of those 17 years in business. So we follow Google's rules to the letter. We value our partnership. So, but one thing I think people have been leading you maybe a little bit astray on. So in order for a Google business profile to exist, it has to have an actual physical location. They won't take like a P.O. box. I mean, if you were renting a garage from a buddy in another city, that would be fine. Although,
two locations right now. I got a location in Southgate, and then I got the building office in Dearborn Heights. So I got Dearborn Heights and Southgate. Also, I don't know if you're able to pull me up, but I was on Google. I was in Dearborn, and I don't know if you're able to pull it back up and get me my old account back, but I did have a good reputation and good reviews years ago on Google in the city of Dearborn on William Street.
I don't know.
It was 2921 Williams.
Oh, wow. And the Dearborn now says Middlesex Street, Unit A, Dearborn.
What is it? You said that's what it says online?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the Five Guys Plumbing Dearborn. It's listed at Middlesex Street, Unit A in Dearborn.
Okay, that's going to be a P.O. box. He uses P.O. box.
You know, honestly,
can I use a P.O. box too?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can I use the P.O. box too?
No, actually, that's why I'm wondering how he got away with that, because
I know all Google's guidelines and rules. He pretty much told me you could use PO boxes. I found out because he does, and it's been up for years. He hasn't got taken down, and so all the websites have to be different, all the phone numbers have to be different, and that's pretty much it. It has to say something different. See how it doesn't say Five Guys? It says Five Guys Canton, Five Guys Westland, Five Guys Farmington.
Yeah.
The names have to be different, the websites have to be different, and the numbers have to be different in order to be on Google. But you could use P.O. Box.
So the Google local programming for the map section, while we close off a 50-mile radius around your home base or around each location, so to speak, that reach for the local programming in the map only reaches 10 miles from center. It can't be stretched any further. So what we would need to do is we'd need to do basically two accounts. One account for Southgate, one account for Dearborn Heights, which is perfectly doable. Trying to think if we could share what websites should be able to be shared. Shouldn't be a problem with that.
You can't. You cannot share a website. No.
Oh, it's going to want to see a different website.
Different.
Okay.
It's for sure going to want to see this website.
Yep. So we could do the same thing.
I got
thing.
A website. So the Dearborn Heights, I don't need a website, and so here's the thing, Sue. My brother just put me on Linkin Park for the one number, so I got Linkin Park just taking care of my brother, helped me and put me on that. He has an old Google one, and he's good with Google. He does Google. But, you know, I always dealt with SEO companies because I'm in the business, and I need a lot of calls, and I got to make sure I'm dealing with the right people. I fixed the keyword. I got the number on there, even though we had to change the name because I told him don't put Plumomatic. He put Plumomatic, and I said, Brandon, I'm putting that on my office. I said, you got to change the name. So we put Linkin Park Plumbing. So if you look up Linkin Park Plumbing, that was Plumomatic. He switched it, and I got really mad, and I told him, switch it right now to Linkin Park Plumbing. So Linkin Park Plumbing is me.
Okay. And that's what city is it listed as? Linkin Park?
Linkin Park.
Okay. Let's see what it comes up as. You know, I had another thought, Dylan. So, certainly, we can take Plumomatic. We can get you back on the map. We would need to do basically two separate accounts with us and with Google because each location is going to need to have its own optimization and so on. I have a thought, though. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed before?
No.
Okay. It's a relatively new program. I'm thinking this might actually help you out. I just have a hunch that this Ron guy was doing some black hat practices, and I have a feeling he might have been about to get caught, which is why he sold off and cashed out and ran on you. So we don't want to get you into black hat again. We want to do it above board so that you stay there for real, not have it go away. My apologies for my dog. Clearly, I work remotely. Google Guaranteed, it was built to be 180 degrees of difference and 100% better than Angie's leads. It is a pay-per-lead service. It's not available everywhere or for every category, but it actually is available there under plumbing. The reason it's called Google Guaranteed is for a couple of reasons. One, the leads only go to you and never to your competitors. And two, Google guarantees your work with a $2,000 insurance policy. It's not much and it's never used, but it's enough to tell the consumer that you are the person they should call. So the ads for Google Guaranteed sit right at the top of the page above the map section and even above Google AdWords. So they're in a great spot. And I just did a quick search. I think I used the Dearborn, I used 48124.
Yeah, but then I'm paying per click. Then I'll be paying per click.
No. Actually, no. It's a pay per lead. And you only pay for valid leads. So a valid lead is somebody that you give a quote to or that you go do a site visit on. If it's out of your service area, if it's something you don't do, if it's somebody just being a jackwagon trying to rack up your charges.
What if I'm not interested in it?
Then you probably wouldn't give it a quote or give them a quote or go visit them, and then you don't pay for it. Yeah, that easy as that.
Okay, the phone call can't be more than 30 seconds or something?
No, they don't time them. No, it's if you give them a quote or if you go do a site visit, then you would be charged for it. But no, it doesn't have – we don't track that crap like Angie's does.
But now, what do you mean give a quote? Because a lot of people – well, here's the thing. A lot of people will call and ask prices, and we'll give them a price over the phone, and then they'll say we'll call right back. I'm not going to get charged for that, am I?
Probably yes, but I know where you're coming from. You're also used to the Angie's Leads tire kickers, right? You were on Angie's for a while. Yeah. So
but that happens so much. Like 8 out of 10 calls is like, okay, we'll call you back. We get like about maybe 2 out of every 10 calls. Because, like, a lot of people, they want prices, and when they ask prices, we'll tell them, you know, it's like, okay, we'll call you right back. But it's like, that's the prices. So I just want to make sure I'm not paying for any work that was not done.
Right.
Because in order for us to really give a price, we go out there, we'll charge a service charge, and then we'll leave them a handwritten bill with the estimate, you know, and then I can understand getting, you know, the charge for it. But I want to make sure if I don't receive money, you guys don't receive money. I want everything to be organic. Unless I'm receiving money, then I have no problem. If there's extra and I receive, you know, I'll pay you guys. I just want to make sure I can't pay for none of that.
Gotcha. Okay. So a couple of things. The Google guaranteed consumers are different than normal consumers. They're choosing you because Google has said you've got license and insurance. Everybody's been background, or face-to-face employees have been background checked. This is the only company you should call is Plumomatic. So they're basically ready to buy leads. I mean, the people are ready to buy at that point. It's not the tire kickers. The Angie system, unfortunately, encourages people to kick tires. If I search for plumber Dearborn, I'm going to see an Angie's link inevitably. You always do. But instead of listing the name of one of their companies, one of their contractors, it would list 10 best plumbers in Dearborn. You click it as a consumer. You go through their system. They have you fill out this garbage web form. And then the, quote, lead gets sent out to you and three or four other contractors. So with Google Guaranteed, they're just calling you. And they're not calling the other guys because Google is saying, hey, here they are. This is who you should use. So that's,
I get it. Google Guarantee is new and they're guaranteeing something different, but I just want to make sure it's a guarantee. Like, they can't say guarantee and then like, oh, you know, three people called in and I gave them like, you know, the price over the phone and we talked for 20 seconds and I got charged per, you know, for those three. I there's no way I could do that. At any point, not one call, not two, not 10, not zero. I'm out as soon as that happens. And I'm disputing my card.
I agree. I agree. Absolutely. And trust me, you'll like Google Guaranteed a lot better. It is just one option. I'm going to circle back and talk about the local SEO too. But it is an option. If there are other areas that you want to reach, it's a great option for that. And it's available. So let me give you the price on it just so you know. And if you want to come back to it at some point down the road, or that's up to you. So the leads or cost per lead is at $30.67, and that it's not this varying scale. It's going to be the same every time. The minimum monthly spend budget that Google would require for that for Dearborn area would be $400 a month. That's on the Google Guaranteed, and that should net you about 13 leads a month. Now, you can take that number up if you'd like to get more leads. If you don't use all of your ad spend, your ad budget in a month, it goes against your next month. So you're not going to owe $400. If you only use $200 worth of leads this month, next month you just need to refill to that 400
points. My only thing, here's my thing. You just told me 13 leads for $400. That's horrible.
Okay.
I'm not looking to spend anywhere close to $50 per lead. And no, that's horrible.
Fair enough.
That's way up. I mean, if they're guaranteed, they're good, but like, if I send 10 jobs, he collected off of 13 jobs. Let me do the math. Let me just figure something out real quick. Let's say we charge 200.
What are you adding up, Dylan?
Just a couple basic little things real quick. So I'm trying to, like, add up, like, you know, each call, like, you know, basically what we would charge for each call to what that would work. It's just, like I said, 13 calls. I don't know why they made it for it's $30 per call. That's a lot of money.
So the other thing we can do then is that local programming for each location. And are you on Facebook? Are you using Facebook at all?
I don't like Facebook. I don't want it as a platform. It does not work. It's a joke.
Okay.
It will always be a joke.
Okay.
I could get about 10 customers a year. I don't want those customers. I don't respect those customers.
Okay. Literally, fair enough.
I don't want them or need them or like them. I don't want
them. No problem. I'm gonna make a note. Absolutely never Facebook. I got it. I'm not gonna try and convince you otherwise. I never liked Facebook either, and I still can't understand people posting a picture of their dinner. It's stupid. I'm not gonna try and talk you into it. So then we've got a couple of options. First option is the local programming. So with all of our packages, we will build you a website. It can go right back on your own domain. You would give us access so that we can make updates to it, but it's still yours. If we build the site for you, it'll be Google compliant and optimized. It'll be all white hat. We don't do anything anywhere near black hat. So we'll close off plumbing then for both locations, because we treat them as two separate accounts. They would actually both have their own charges. We can get your Google business profile going for both of those locations as well. We'll get you out to all of the directories for each location. You've done SEO before, so Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, up to about 60 that we get you out to. Okay. Now, Dylan, how long have you been in business? Just how long have you been doing plumbing?
We've been doing plumbing since 1990. It's been in the family. That's how long we've been doing it. Plumomatic has been since 2011, but we've been doing it since 1990.
Perfect. I was hoping you'd say something longer than 5 years. It's going to let me give you a nice discount that way.
I acquired the company. That's pretty much me. And we have, we got the master plumbers on the company, that have been doing it for, over 30 years, really.
Wow. That's fantastic. So the local programming, the directories, getting you on that first page, keeping you on that first page. By the way, I should mention too, we only work with people and companies who work in the trades. It's what we specialize in. We don't work with doctors and lawyers and white collar people. They're not our kind of people either. kind of like Facebook people aren't your people. Blue collar folks are our people.
The only thing that scares me about that is that I know you're going to call another plumbing company. You guys are going to work with another plumbing company. That's the only
thing. No, absolutely not. Oh no, we don't. We've been Google partners for 14 years. I mean, I've talked to our head of tech who handles all of this. I was actually trying to help my husband out with a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, set up another location. And he's like, we do not. He shut me down. So I know we don't. Even for another employee, he wasn't willing to do that. So no, we don't. We value our partnership with Google. We've had it for 14 years. We don't intend to lose it. So no, we do shut that area down. Where was that? I was going to mention or ask you something else, and I forgot what it was. Set up a different location. Yes. Okay. So, our pricing is on a flat monthly rate. Never anything more, regardless of how many clicks and calls you get. We can track your calls for you. You'll be able to log into a dashboard anytime, real time. See how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, upload photos for us if you want to. We build the website. We maintain it for you. No charge for either. Now, let me look here. I want to get you obviously off of retail.
How long are those domains bought for? because you don't buy them for, you don't own a domain forever.
Yeah, you have to usually renew each year. So if you've already got your domain,
so if they buy a year thing,
usually, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, if you guys bill me the site after a year, if we part ways, that's gone.
Oh, no, actually it's not. So if we part ways at any point, it's a $99 buyout to take your website with you. We don't destroy it. We don't take it down. We hand it over. Nothing more common.
And then I got to renew it every year. And then I got to renew it.
You could park it on someplace like GoDaddy for $15 a year or $15 a month or something like that. It's super cheap. But... Okay. You shouldn't need to do that if you've already got that domain. Or we can put it on a new domain, too. In that case, we can host it for you.
I know we got two cities. One city I plan on using my website, and the other city I plan on you guys building one. Or you guys could build two for one, and I could take the other site, and I could just put it on the Lincoln Park one. I could just put that on Lincoln Park. I mean, either or. I mean, if I get two free websites, if I'm getting two locations, I get two free websites. Like, I don't know. I'll take advantage.
Exactly.
Of
No, I would, seriously.
Three websites are better than two, sure.
Absolutely. I definitely would. I definitely would. So,
have three locations and three websites at that point.
There you go. So, I know what I was going to mention to you. Our time to get you on First Page. So, if we call today day zero, the day we get you set up, between 0 and 7 days, your reporting dashboard is going to come online. We'll get your client onboarding call completed. That's a phone call with your technician. Go over everything you want, don't want, what goes here, what goes there. Directory submissions are all done within that first 0 to 7. 0 to 14, your website will come online for each location. If we're doing ads, Google ads or Facebook ads, it doesn't sound like you're very interested in pay-per-click ads either, right?
I mean, not if it's $30 a click. I spend less for that. I spend way less than that before. For the calls I was getting,
I would...
I mean, if they're quality and they're all good and they're all... If it was all dig-up jobs, if you could guarantee me 13 dig-up through plumbing, I would say all day charge me 30. I'll even throw you an extra 10, you know? But I send the guys out in the truck, so I'll have two guys on the truck. I have gas, I have the equipment, I have to pay you guys. And then whatever I'm keeping after that, you know, the little percentage I get to keep after that when the job's done, it's like... Now I gotta pay you guys. Like, wait a second, I got my monthly bill. I wanna actually be able to afford to pay you guys. I don't want you guys to, you know, get me high for, you know, 1 to 2 months and I get what you guys think is a lot of money and then like, now you expect money back, but I gotta pay bills and I can't pay. I wanna make it work. I don't plan on canceling.
Of course.
I hope you guys go out of business and I just hope it works and we can get bigger and keep adding more cities as we go along. That's really what I want to do. I want 20 cities.
All right.
I had 10 for 3 years. Now I have to have 20. I won't be happy with 10. I won't be happy with 10 locations because I had 10.
I love your thinking. I really do. I am a very greedy capitalist and I'm not afraid to admit it. If you're going to be in business, you might as well go all in and go big. So, yeah.
100%.
So our get you to first page time frame is about 30 to 45 days. That's of course programming time, getting everything over to Google, yada yada, which is it's industry standard now. I hate this because it's because of all the fakes out there. Industry standard is about six to nine months.
Is that something you just have to stay, or is that like actual fact?
That is actually what we do within 30 to 45 days.
Because that's a really, really long time. All five SEO companies that I work with, 5 out of 5. The other three, they got me on the first page. It took about a month, but the all websites and everything that they built was like, I would say immediate.
Oh, your website.
Everything was immediate.
Your websites will be up within the first 14 days. So, yeah,
and
absolutely.
I was,
no, you, we're not doing...
I'm talking like...
We're not...
Within 72 hours, by 3 days out of all five SEO companies, I seen the website and I seen it on Google. I wasn't on the first page, but I was on. Three days out of five out of all companies.
Yes. You just, exactly. That's how it's going to go. we'll get you on and then we get you to the map. So my next question is,
how much is it for that? And then also, you got to keep in mind, I'm not going to be getting calls for about 45 days.
You could see results.
In reality, I'm not going to get a call within 30 days. Not one single call, I don't think. Especially with that timeline, if it takes about 30 to 40 days, if I get one call, I'll be shocked. And that one call could just be an estimate. I just want to make sure, like, I'm full, I'm up, and I'm going, and then we could restart to be like, I just, like, to start paying monthly, and then, like, okay, 2-3 months go by, and I'm still not there, and I'm calling, complaining. You're like, just give it a little bit more time. We're almost there. You're doing so good. And it's like, well, I already paid you this much, and it's like, I'm not getting nothing. You could potentially destroy me even worse than I am.
Oh gosh, no, that's not what we're here for.
I know, that's no one's intention. And here's the thing, you would never have that attention, but here's the thing, when we hang up, after the deal is signed, I will not be speaking with you no more. It will be another person who's handling the account. You're not the person who creates the sites or logs in and does that. So,
right, I'm not the tech.
We have to go off the tech. How the tech is and what the tech's doing, how the tech feels and all that. So
here's the thing, Dylan. Here's the thing. I will always remain the lead on your account. I tell every one of my clients, if you have a problem or a question or an unresolved anything, don't let it fester. Let me know. If I can't fix it myself, I will get to who can. And I'm not afraid to go to the bosses of the department.
How much is it for that?
No, we're trying to get to that. So I'm going to do just your local package for you, and I want to get you off of retail. So retail is $399 a month. But with your legacy business credit discount, whatever you want to call it, applied, it brings it down to $199. And then setup is normally $299, but your legacy brings it down $299. And the $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. So it is a flat $199, regardless of how many clicks or calls you get. Does not matter to us. We don't filter or screen those calls. That's setting up website. That is getting on first page of Google. That's getting everything optimized, Google compliant. Google business profiles up.
So here's the thing. I get that. I totally understand there's a setup because a lot of other ones told me about the initial setup. And I get that it's the $200 a month for those cities. I get it. Okay. But my thing is, I just want to make sure. If I start paying, like, when do you guys take the pay? You guys take it right away. And then you guys want every month. And then there's a startup. So not only am I paying. See, here's my thing. Let's say there is no startup. Let's say that's wait, okay? And I just pay you the monthly payment. My thing is, even with the monthly payment, I have a problem paying for services that are not rendered yet.
So I see where you're coming from.
And then wait 45 days.
Yep, I see where you're coming from. I get you. I understand. I agree. So in that 30 days, that first 30 to 45, we're not sitting here doing nothing. We're literally doing all of the programming, getting your website online, getting those link backs done,
I'm just worried because you gave me the highest time span. I like it because I got about, even though I needed a few, I needed all these phone calls, it's like right after I lost it, I got like, my phone's getting blown up with SEO calls. I don't know if it's them referring me or what, but
that's,
it's just like, what a coincidence that I'm getting, like, and you're the only American one that I'm talking to. Everyone was foreign. I like that. but you're the highest, you guys are the highest time rate. 30 to 45 days to be active is a really long time. And I'm just worried.
Actually,
like, I got to.
But you know what,
I gotta
though?
Wait, and then I'm now.
You know what, though, Dylan?
A lot of those
companies out there are fly-by-night fakes. When I was working construction, I had a remodeling company. I live in Colorado. Three of them, I kid you not, of these fly-by-nighters got me. One of them I was paying $1,900 a month for 6 months. I never saw first page. They told me we'd be there right away, but no way in hell. Another one got me he was the cheap one, $875 a month. Again, 6 months, never saw first page. So tried another one, and they got me too. And actually, what ended up happening was Local Splash, this company, found me. And when I sold my construction company, it was because they had helped me. They were the only company that did. They were honest. They said it was going to be 30 to 45 days, and it was 30 to 45 days. It wasn't the 10-day promise or whatever.
You had a construction company, and they helped you?
They helped me.
Hold on your construction?
Yeah, so I was having a hard time getting leads. I went the Angie's Leads route. We door knocked. We did door hangers. You name it, we freaking did it. And we still couldn't get enough leads in to sustain. And I was at the point where it was either shut down or find a real way to get leads. And yeah, Local Splash did the work on my construction company, and I was actually able to retire out and sell it. But I love working with people, especially blue collar. It's how I grew up. So Local Splash offered me a job when I retired, and I couldn't refuse because I'm not ready to quit working. I just couldn't do 12-hour days, 300 miles a day, hopping between 10 different job sites. My body was getting worn out.
I'm trying to get out of it so fast. I'm trying to start doing film, and I'm trying to get into other things. I'm so sick and tired. Like, I've been working for years and putting into the company and building things and for other people to be happy and they get ahead.
I just got shitted on
like so dramatically. I just was living check by check, getting everything, putting back into the business, and then like they took it away and like all the other people below it, like we're all screwed. So I don't know. It's just like I'm really concerned because I gotta put that address, that location, that number, whoever I go with, whether it's you or anybody, I gotta give that to you guys, and I can't deal with no one else once I get that, or I'll get flagged because there'll be too many weird things. And then it's like I gotta trust you. And then after I'm paying you guys, and after 45 days, I gotta make sure what I'm paying and waiting for is gonna actually generate and actually work.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dylan. I honestly only need 1% of your trust. I am perfectly willing to earn the other 99. And if we don't do our job,
how many calls do you think it's going to generate?
Oh gosh, that I can't tell you. I can tell you how many searches have been done in your radius. If that would be,
I picture less than 10 calls per month per city.
Out
of both cities, I'll get 15 to 20, maybe 22, maybe 25, maybe highest.
Let me look. So I'm going to run, I'm going to do a 25-mile radius around Dearborn.
I thought you said it only goes up to 10.
Okay, fair enough. You're right. Let's do 10. Change that. Okay. So now, one thing we do know, if you're sitting in the map section, which is where we're going to put you, there's only room there for between 3 and 5 companies usually. 90% of people that are doing searches are going to click on somebody that's in the map. That's just the stats.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I want to be, top in the map.
Exactly. So I just did Dearborn Heights, and I did a 10-mile radius. I need to forward. Oh, shoot, it wiped my search out. Okay, there we go. It says 923. Now that's, so searches, that's in the last 30 days in that 10-mile radius around Dearborn Heights. So that's not bad. That's everything plumbing. So, I mean, that could be a service call. It could be just about anything. It's everything plumbing. So 923 searches in a 10-mile radius is pretty darn good.
Yeah, but I was in 10 cities. So all those cities, even the bigger ones, even the better ones, are not saying that's the best one. I was in 10 cities. I wasn't,
right.
Like, per city, like, I would
yeah.
say, like, 5 to 15 calls per city. It's not that many per city. Like, you don't.
Okay.
Like, and they was doing everything good.
Right.
Like I said, they got me 10 cities, and it stuck for over 3 years, and they still got it. And I know it seems fishy. I know it seems weird. I know they're using the P.O. boxes. I know you can't, and I know it seems, but they, out of everybody that I could deal with, the best company hands down is who I was dealing with. They are the number. Like, if I could go back, I would.
Who?
I hate that it ended. I didn't want it to end. But
who was that?
They.
Oh, yeah.
It was Ron. His name's Ron. Ron Baskin.
Oh, I don't know the name. Did he? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he was.
So,
he was like a law. He's a. It's a law firm. If you're a law firm, actually, believe it or not.
Oh.
And they deal with the
wow.
SEO company. Yeah,
wow.
I don't get it. I don't understand
it's a little...
it. You know what they even did for me? Do you know what they even did for me?
What's that?
They gave me 3 freaking months free. They gave me 3 freaking months for free. When I had
wow.
5 cities, actually, it was only 3 at the time. It was only 3, and they didn't charge me a single dollar for 3 months. Why
wow.
I'm not with them no more, I have no idea. I can't.
Well,
because they was nice
think,
in the beginning. They was.
I'm sure
I
they were.
I never had anybody do that in history.
I truly believe, Dylan, I think you were scammed. Seriously. I mean, law firm handling SEO. I mean, geez. So, okay, so
they,
let me tell you.
He had 3 women. He has 3 women that he said that's on it that works constantly for my websites. He says there's 3 of them too. So I met with one. I signed the paperwork 3 years ago. If I find the paperwork, then I gotta sue him. Then I gotta go to court. But then he is the science behind it. So even if I take it, even if I would take that, let's say I get acquired and I win in court. Okay, it's 2 years later. Okay, 2 years later,
yeah.
No work. I'm even 3
yeah.
later, I'm
screwed. Still screwed.
5 months,
still
whatever.
Screwed.
6 months,
yeah,
I win.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm screwed 3 months from now if I win.
Yep.
Now, after I get it and I acquire it and I have it, all he has to do is stop putting the work in and it's gone. You know, he has to. I need his team to still do the work. They are the math to what makes it go on.
Yeah.
So,
but they're not.
So even if I win, I still lose.
That's true. So it's probably better just to move on. Yeah. It's probably better just to move on.
I just want to make sure it got to be my name. I got to make sure
yep.
it will never,
It'll,
my title never be stripped from me.
No,
if
it, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And, you know, Dylan, the thing is, too, we've been in business for 17 years under the same name. We're not scamming people. We've got 10,000 clients across the country, all blue collar or blue collar related. One is Vivant Security. If you've ever heard of them, they're one of our enterprise accounts. We've been working with them for many, many years. I trust this company, or I wouldn't have come to work for them. Just to give you an example of me and how I work and why I'm confident in telling you we can help you. We're not going to scam you. We're not going to take advantage of you. Is because this was literally the only company that helped me after me being the same scam after scam after scam. And just all I wanted to do was grow my business. I mean, it's frustrating. I know. I mean, I get where you are. I've been there and it so sucks. But when I was in construction, if my name was on it, it was going to be good before I walked out the client's door. An example. I had a guy put up a whole shower full of tile, walls and floor. By the time he did it so quick, it was done when I get there. And there's grout lines are crooked, and it looks like crap. I says, rip it out. And he says, well, I'm going to charge you for the time. I says, well, no, you're not, because you're redoing it for free. I'll cover extra materials. I lost my ass on the whole job. But when I walked out, their grout was straight and their tiles were straight. It's just how I am. So I would not offer you something that I didn't feel that I could personally back. No way on God's green earth. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. It's just not how I work. My dad was a journeyman electrician. I have brothers and sisters that are in plumbing and carpentry and ground up house builds. You're all my people. So it's very near and dear to my heart, to put it plainly. So I'd love to help you, Dylan. We're not going anywhere.
I'm interested. I definitely would like to try. I mean, I like to try something. I just want to make sure that whatever I'm buying into, I got to start getting calls. I can only even know how I'm going to wait 45. I don't know how I'm going to wait 45 days.
So I have an idea. I do have an idea. I'm going to tell you ahead of time. You may not like it, but I'm going to suggest it anyway because I think it would do you good. One way that we can get calls to you quicker is Facebook ads. I know. I heard you on the Facebook.
I never got calls. So every SEO company, when they called, they got me on 50 sites. They got me on the Yahoo, the Bing, the Facebook. I can't tell you how many times I never got one single call off of Yahoo, off of Bing, off of Facebook.
Okay, on
not
Facebook,
one.
Though, was it, were they running... Work. Were they running Facebook ads for you, though? Or was it just a page? So Facebook ads...
It was just a page. They was not paying for ads. No, I know. You're talking about professional ads?
Yes, and they are cheap, and we have great success with them. And we can get that up in 2 weeks, maximum. So let me tell you how it works.
So how would that work?
Okay, so we'd help you set up a business page on Facebook. You would have to set it up because you're the owner. Well, you have to create it.
You
then
guys
we can
include
do
that?
Set up on it. Yes, yes.
I have to create the actual business page.
You know what, Dylan, I just noticed something. Our phone system is a little wonky. When we hit an hour, it assumes that there's no way we could have possibly talked to somebody for that long, and it's going to boot us out in about, looks like 7 minutes and... 30 seconds or so. Do you want to disconnect
actually,
now?
Actually, 2 minutes. We've been on the phone for 58. Definitely. Because, we've been on the phone for 58 minutes and 20 seconds, so we got less than 2 minutes.
You want me to call you back?
If you
right,
yeah, definitely.
We,
if you like, we can.
Absolutely. Yep, I'll hang up.
Talk until it hangs up.
Either way.
Or if you
want to
hang up.
We're we'll hang up. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you in a minute. Thanks, Dylan.
All right, thank you.